Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you for the beauty that we received here in Psalm 116, Father God, where we've seen that your mercy and your goodness has done everything for us to come home and walk on the highway of holiness, too busy with the good to do the evil. And walking with you in the land of the living, we really appreciate that and thank you. Thank you for your great love. And as we also see in the word, all we can give thanks is because we can just give thanks because everything has been done. The path has been set out, the way is open, and we just now walk with you, hear from you daily, and then walk in the destiny, walk in the name that you've set out for us. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. We praise you and thank you, Lord. Our lives are dedicated to you. Our lives are in your hand, and as a river, you just lead us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We come to the end of Psalm 116, and I'd just like to just go back a bit here. Verse 6 says, "The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me." Now, it's so wonderful to know saving is healing, saving is salvation. And God met us fully, all provision, everything being done. Jesus has now all authority, and he's now called us and co-heirs together with him to now walk in the goodness of God's plan for our lives. And therefore, verse 7, "Return, O my soul, to your rest. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with us." So all provision has been made available for our soul, our souls, our will, intellect, and our emotion, so we can be dedicated to the will of God. And I love that there's a scripture in James that says, "Receive the implanted word which can save your soul." So we wake up that we've been set free, our spirits. The wrong spirit has been put out. We have a new spirit. We have a new heart. And now, in fellowship with the Father, we become everything He made us to be. And go on, verse 6. For
Eight.
you have, verse, what's that? 8. For you have delivered my soul from death. Amen. And so our soul is delivered from death now to life. So our soul has got the life of eternity, the eternal life, the God quality of life, and therefore our eyes can be wiped, tears are being wiped away, our feet, it's we learning, and we learn to just stay in the boundaries of God's leading, and our feet is kept from stumbling. Why? Because we walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. And so we can end off so beautifully, verses 17 to 19, my sweetie.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And we've come to the greater than just being in Jerusalem, the city of the household of God that Jesus came to, and then judgment came upon them, and we have come now to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the in the very presence of the Father, the God of all, and the very presence of the Son in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So hallelujah. All has been done. Come, drink, eat, be encouraged, be motivated. Love yourself so you can love others. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.